The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
John 20, verse 23, is a curious verse in which disciples are given the ability to both forgive and to retain sins. What in the world does this retaining refer to? And can the disciples who are going to become apostles forgive sins with the same effect as when God forgives sins? Hello, friend. You've tuned to Grace in Focus, which is a radio and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Find us at faithalone.org and learn more about us. On that website, we have hundreds of articles which you can access. We also have a store where you can buy books. We have some free ebooks, a free magazine, and a free online seminary. In our store, you can find Bob Wilkins' latest book, The Gospel is Still Under Siege. That is faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Catherine Wright and Ken Yates.
Catherine, we have a question concerning John chapter 20, verse 23. And I'm going to read it, and then you can let us know what the question is.
All right.
In John chapter 20, verse 23, Jesus says, now this is after the resurrection, and he's talking to the disciples, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Okay, and who asked the question and what is it?
Yeah, so Charlie's asked the question, and it's a good one. And we're kind of summarizing it. He had a couple parts to it, but basically the question is, who does this apply to? Who is doing this forgiving? Is it just for the disciples, or is it for us today? And what type of forgiveness is being addressed here?
Yeah, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. And first of all, it should be stated that this is the only place in John's gospel where the forgiveness of sins is mentioned.
Yeah, it's right near the end.
Right. Mm-hmm. And never when Jesus presents the gospel of eternal life.
Right.
In the Gospel of
John. It's shockingly absent.
Right. Like when he talks to the woman at the well, when he talks to Nicodemus, mm-hmm. when he's talking to Martha at Lazarus's tomb, when he's talking to the unbelievers in John 6.
Mm-hmm.
He never mentions the forgiveness of sins.
The prologue.
Right.
It's nowhere.
And so what we see is the forgiveness of sins is not the offer of eternal life.
Well, this goes back to what is the purpose of the Gospel of John.
Right.
The Gospel of John is for unbelievers to tell them how they can receive eternal life.
Yes, and so often when people evangelize unbelievers, mm-hmm. they don't even mention eternal life. They're always talking about forgiveness of sins. Believe in Jesus and your sins are forgiven, or believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins.
And say the sinner's prayer so you can be forgiven of your sins.
Right,
you've got
to know you're a sinner, sin. And they don't talk about eternal life. So, and it's also interesting here that when he does mention the forgiveness of sins, the only time he mentions forgiveness of sins
right.
in this gospel, he is talking to the disciples. So,
which tells us forgiveness is a sanctification
right.
point and not a positional
evangelism
yeah.
when you talk to unbelievers. Mm-hmm. And so if we don't get anything else out of Charlie's great question, let us realize that when we evangelize unbelievers, let's tell them they need to believe in Jesus for eternal life and not the forgiveness of sins.
Right. And the reason that's important is a lot of people believe in Jesus in some sense for their forgiveness of sins.
That he died on the cross for their sins.
Right.
Right.
And so, you know, you're getting into some muddy territory when you start
right.
going down that path. Yeah.
I mean, a person who is 100% behind the Catholic Church, for example, if you ask them, did Jesus die on the cross to forgive you of your sins? They're probably going to say, well, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't believe they have eternal life in him.
Right.
They believe they have to do all the sacraments of the church, get baptized, hopefully make it after going to purgatory or whatever. And so, yeah, this is an important issue. But to Charlie's point,
mm-hmm.
okay, so Jesus tells the disciples that if they forgive the sins of any, those sins are forgiven. And if they retain the sins of any, they're retained. So,
meaning they will not be forgiven.
They're not forgiven. Right.
Ooh, dun, yeah. dun, dun.
now, some would say, okay, this is the quote-unquote gospel that the apostles are going to preach, and this is getting back to what Kath and I were just talking about. Well, that's not what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book of Acts, the apostles do speak about the forgiveness of sins.
Yeah, they do.
It's like, for example, in Acts 2:38,
mm-hmm.
Peter says to the Jews there, repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins.
Mm-hmm.
Then in Acts chapter 10, as another example, when he's talking to the Gentiles in Cornelius's house, that the one who believes in him receives the forgiveness of sins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one of the issues here is this just talking about the message that the apostles proclaimed?
Right. Is this an apostolic
right.
ministry
right.
thing?
And even if we take that position, in both of those cases I just mentioned, it's not the offer of eternal life. In Acts 2:38, Peter's talking to believers. They already believed. And now he's telling them you can have the forgiveness of sins. And by the way, this is the same thing with Paul when he becomes a believer and he recounts how he was, after he was saved 3 days later, Ananias came and said, come and wash your sins away. You can have the forgiveness of sins.
And receive the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Yeah, which are separate benefits.
Right. And yeah. so, and with Cornelius, he was dealing with the Gentiles being on completely equal terms
mm-hmm.
with the Jews.
That he, within the church.
Yeah, they received right. the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And so when he says the one who believes in him, even you Gentiles, God showed him, receives the forgiveness of sins, which is in addition to receiving eternal life.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary? And tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average. It is a 3-year degree program, and you could submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. gesseminary.org.
And so it could be that Jesus is telling the disciples, listen, when you go out in your ministry, you're going to proclaim the forgiveness of sins. You're going to tell people, okay, this is how you receive the forgiveness of sins.
Which again, I think you mentioned it, but just to emphasize that forgiveness in all of those contexts is talking about fellowship with the Lord. And so as a believer, I can fall out of fellowship with the Lord or not have fellowship with the Lord, but that when I confess, when I walk in the light, then I have that forgiveness. Or in the case of Acts 2, you're talking about Jews who came to faith, but they crucified the Lord. And so they need to repent from that, and they need to acknowledge him for who he was publicly in
right.
order to have that fellowship.
Exactly.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And so,
not to receive eternal life. We're yeah. trying to make that distinction. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when he says to the ones that you forgive sins, is he talking about what happens when a person believes? Okay. For example, Cornelius family, the message is, we're offering you eternal life, and that's what the apostles preached, okay? Is this something that happens at the moment of faith? In addition to eternal life, you now have fellowship with the Lord. A lot of people call that positional forgiveness, but Catherine and I need to be honest, we have a lot of questions about positional forgiveness.
Yeah.
But some people, you could look at this, and if you believe in positional forgiveness, in other words, when I believe in Jesus, I receive eternal life, but I also receive the forgiveness of sins forever. In other words, I'm always his child. I'm always, what will we say? Positionally, I'm always in fellowship with the Lord.
Sure.
Right. Now, I don't buy that.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, but I don't buy it. I don't think that's what it's talking about with the apostles.
Even if you took that view,
right.
you wouldn't say that this is quote unquote positional forgiveness.
Yeah, but someone might take this positional forgiveness and say, okay, you're going to go out and preach, and I don't like this, but you're going to go out and preach and say, okay, if you believe in Jesus, you have positional forgiveness. If you don't believe in Jesus, then your sins are not forgiven. And that's what this would mean.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever sins you don't forgive, right. then don't.
The problem is that this is forgiveness from or by the disciples.
Right.
It's human forgiveness, not – it's human to human forgiveness, it seems.
Yes.
Not human to God.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it seems much more likely that what we're talking about here is experiential forgiveness.
Yeah.
That as the disciples, as the church begins in the book of Acts, as they go out, when in the church, when people confess their sins, they're forgiven. Experiential forgiveness. I'm mm-hmm. talking about believers.
Right.
Okay. This is talking about believers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. And the apostles certainly had this authority.
Right.
Right. They forgive sins. Sins are forgiven in the church they confess.
Is it, I don't know, but is this also a verse that's used by the Catholics for why you have to go to their priests?
I've never heard that, but that would make sense.
That makes sense,
Catholic,
right?
If I was Catholic, I would point to this
You
verse.
Jump on this with both feet that you have to go to an authority in order to have your sins forgiven. I don't know that.
I'm just going to answer Ken Yates's answer here, mm-hmm. that this is talking to both the apostles and us,
mm-hmm.
and this is talking about forgiveness among believers mm-hmm. within the church. And I just want to say something about this. Notice, you know, some people say, well, we just forgive. No matter what. We just forgive.
Unconditionally.
Yeah, just, you know, people don't have to ask for it. You know, they don't have to confess.
Mm-hmm.
We just as believers forgive. But that's not what the Lord says here.
I know. It's interesting.
He says here, if you retain the sins, they are retained. In other words, they're not forgiven.
That's right.
And so this has got to be experiential forgiveness. And what this is saying is that when believers confess, let's just say within the church,
mm-hmm.
they're forgiven. And when they don't confess, they're not forgiven.
Ooh.
And there's examples of that in the New Testament
mm-hmm.
where people are not forgiven. You know, you think of the guy who, 1 Corinthians 5, who's sleeping with his stepmother. He's not forgiven because he doesn't confess it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Charlie, to answer your question, Catherine and I take the position this is experiential forgiveness. It is something that all believers,
mm-hmm.
this is addressed to all believers. But obviously, Jesus is talking to the 12, and as they go out, or the 11, as they go out, they're the ones who are going to do this. But we do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a great question, Charlie. We hope you benefited and the rest of our listeners from this discussion. And until we meet again, remember, keep grace in focus.
We invite you to check out our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 5-minute YouTube videos at YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. You will love the content and learn a lot. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org.
And on our next episode, when did Abraham receive justification? Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.